And welcome to another Gaslit Podcast. This is episode 40, and I've titled this one, Down the Life of as a Plumber and as a Business Owner. So, what do we normally do? Or, sorry, what do I get up to as the person that runs Gaslit here over in the historic city of Rochester at Gaslit Towers? So, I've been thinking about what we sort of do and sort of how to get it across. So if you're sort of new coming in the industry, or you're sort of just learning through and you're sort of growing, you think, oh, this is a little bit of me. So a typical week in this winter period, we have around about 250 phone calls coming into the business. And we have about 500-600 emails come through. So we have a bit of rubbish that comes through, as you do with your emails. But obviously there's some stuff there where we do really need to follow up on. So that we've got an admin team. So we had Anne's been with us about a year and a half now. She's doing an amazing job here, holding everything together. And we've also brought on Kim as well. So this is week three for Kim. So she's still finding out about the industry, some of the jargon, some of the terminology that we use, and the team members, and really sort of the ethos and the sort of the core of what we do and why we do it, really. So she's picking it up, absolutely fantastic, which is really, really good. So we have Mike, who works for us, that does a lot of the digital stuff. So he puts all this together for us and does a lot of the stuff for social media. We've got another guy as well that works remotely on the social digital side of what we do here. We have three on the road and a subcontractor as well that picks up the bits and pieces as we need to. So we cover in the winter about 70 jobs a week. So that can, smaller jobs, we can go to about 100, but with a bit of a mix of small jobs and medium-sized jobs, about 70 a week in the winter. I run monthly giveaways. So across the social platforms, I've just given away a £50 Amazon gift voucher, but we do stuff on the podcast as well, little giveaways, and we do little charity bits and bobs. And we do that sort of on a monthly basis. So we've just run that, finished on Friday for the giveaway for the week. So do that. I do content almost every day across the social media platforms and onto YouTube as well. If I can see an opportunity to give a little bit of interesting value and try and explain some bits and pieces, I'll get that done as well. So do check out our YouTube channel. And a lot of people are watching the podcast actually on the YouTube channel. So I'm doing the video part of it as well. And I do some other stuff on pumps and valves and bits and pieces that you might be interested in as well. We don't usually work weekends. So I worked this weekend just gone. So today is Monday the 3rd of January. So we did the second, first and second. I worked over. So basically we had a commercial premises. We had about 20 outlets for water, for hot water, little mini basins in like a children's nursery. So when you have like a combination boiler on these type of things, as soon as you fire up the hot tap, it comes off of heating and demands and prioritises hot water, which is a major problem when you're trying to heat the place and then you'll keep turning on and off the bits of hot water. So you'll find that the boiler is actually down for a couple of hours a day because it flicks over to hot water, then it pauses for a while before flipping back. And actually the Worcester boilers are the worst for that, and they can hang up to 2 minutes, 120 seconds into that position before flipping back to heating. So that can really, really cause a problem. So I've hybrided the system up, put a plate heat exchanger on it. I'll run through that in a bit. And basically I'll put an unvented hot water cylinder into there, so the boiler will then, from the radiator flow and return pipe, will go round the cylinder and heat up the body of hot water as well as doing the heating, and it'll sort of split the load there as it comes down and through. And that's a way that we can predominantly on all the outlets bar one use the hot water from the hot water cylinder to feed the system. And what also that does, we're storing hot water at 60 degrees. Now, for Legionella, which is 54 for the cutoff, we're out of that environment, which is fantastic. But it means when it gets to the outlet, it's at 60, maybe sort of 50-odd to 52, 53 degrees, time it gets to the outlet. And then we've got a thermostatic mixing valve to bring the temperature down. And up top there, we've got children's nurseries. We're looking at around sort of the 37 top degrees. So if you imagine, so round numbers, so if we've got 60 degree hot water coming in, and then we've got 37 degree blended coming coming out of the thermostatic mixing valve, and then we've got, say, 10 degree cold water coming into that from the street as a cold main, time you start blending up and we use a litre of blended water to wash our hands, we're probably only using, off the top of my head, I didn't work this out, we're probably only using maybe sort of 200-300 millilitres of actual hot water, because the rest of it's blended down with the cold to bring it down. So we're using very, very little amounts of hot water out of our 120 litres of stored. So that then becomes quite economical as we then sort of then moving forwards on it. So we're starting to see some... starting to see some improvements on there for their efficiencies on running their heating and hot water system. So I've got that done. So I think last week, I clocked up about 113 hours of work, so over the weekend and then on a Monday to Friday. For me, really, it's a seven-day-a-week operation and what I do. So we try and normally only work Monday to Friday, and so does the team members. But then when the commercial clients come in for the out-of-hours stuff, where we're on shutdown and stuff, that's really when we've got to work. I don't like working through the night. Personally, I can't really do it because I'm such an early bird. So my day starts around 4 to 5 a.m. every day, and I normally finish work around 8 to 9 o'clock Monday to Friday. And I do a little bit less on the weekends if I'm actually off work on the weekend. I might only do sort of 3 or 4 hours work. Maybe come to the office, sort out a van, sort out some stock in the stock room, record this podcast, do some content, do some videos and get them all posted up, and then make sure they're all edited up on time and getting them out onto the main channels. So that's typically where my sort of weeks go, really. So last week we quoted for a new commercial client. So we've worked from before, but not in sort of on this side. So they've got 18 boilers and we've got two commercial kitchens on this one big site. So I'm super excited about that there. They've got five 500 kilowatt boilers. These things are massive. In fact, they're about the heat exchangers on about the size of a small car. You can imagine that sort of size with some big old flues on them. So super, really, really looking forward to getting involved with those. Bigger the better, I say. Actually, the bigger the easier, really. You've got plenty of room, good light. One of the plant rooms had a chair in it. All the books there for your perusal, so you can really take your time and get it done properly. Obviously, the bigger the boiler, the bigger the gas, the bigger the flame, the bigger the bang. So it's even more important that we get it right. So, super excited about getting this part of the contract. And what we're finding that, we're growing commercial clients. Week on week, we're getting more come through, which is amazing. And I'm finding that it's the bigger companies out there which have got bigger overheads than us are charging a lot more money. And the commercial clients are realising this. And they're going, actually, can we use someone that's got the same qualifications, but actually are a lot price points are a lot lower. And they can respond very, very quickly as well. And that's where we're getting them all in, which I'm actually really fantastically over the moon about. So, apologies, got to itch my eye. So, I work this weekend. I'm working next weekend. So I'm working up in Lewisham. We've got a power flush of a 40 radiator system that's going to be going in. And there's some horrible bit of pipe work, which I'll put a bit of content up about a bit nearer the time. They've just come off of they've got a problem with the hot water pressure. So they've got like a single impeller shower pump. So it only's got the hot on the hot one side. They brought the water in, but it's just a bit of plastic pipe in there flapping around. Nothing's fixed back. It's a real shoddy bit of a throw-in, and it's making a racket. And it's not been what's called... we have to fit these county flanges on the top of the hot water cylinders. So I'll run through another video another time. But basically, you can't take the water because of cavitation, which is the little water air bubbles that will form on the outside of the hot water cylinder. So if you just take it off the top as you normally would do on a vented hot water tank, you suck in all this air and you get loads and loads of air locks. And that prematurely kills central hot water pumps because the impellers that are spinning mustn't run dry. So you're finding these bits of air coming in, it gets hot, and these like little rubber impellers, and they start to break down and start failing. So that's really important that it's done on correctly. And on these little county flanges, there's Sussex, Wessex, Essex, but I'll just call them county flanges. Different ones for different situation, but just county flanges. So, yeah, doing that next weekend. So working all this week as well, and then I'll be working the weekend. But I've got young Dave helping us on with that, which is great. We've got some more people that have been joining our service plans this last week, because we launched it the week before. Genuinely, I've been working on this for a couple of years, trying to find the platform and the payments and being fair. And that's my biggest, biggest thing. People have said to me, oh, yeah, do this, do that, be fine. No, no, we've got to do it. We've got to do it right. We've got to do it fair with some proper terms and conditions that cover the client fairly and cover us fairly. And I finally found it. So we got that launched a couple of weeks ago. So we've got some more people on for that, which is absolutely fantastic. Last week I changed 4 commercial pumps, so some of them have been quite big and quite heavy, but getting the systems back on where the flanges where you have to bolt them together, which has been great. A little bit of messing around trying to get them lined up, not making sure they don't leak, but yeah, so that's all pretty cool. So one of the things I do every day is learning. So either on business stuff or within the plumbing and heating industry, and I'll watch other YouTube videos if I get the chance, or I listen to them. I've got YouTube Premium, which is absolutely fantastic, by the way, guys. You can chuck on a YouTube video for a couple of hours, go driving, turn the screen off so you're not being distracted there, and you can play the videos back and just listen to them, whether they're talking about hydraulics or thermal flows or whatever it'll be. Some of the stuff that's really, really interesting. Some of the stuff's a bit above my head and they're going in very mathematical, stuff like that. But on the whole, sort of, yeah, it's great. And I really, really do like the learning. So I do about 1 to 3 hours a day driving on, depending on driving amount that I've got, or dog walking. So if I've got a bit of time first thing in the morning, I've got maybe an 8 o'clock start, I'll be up at sort of 5:30, and I'll take my dog out, Snoop Dogg the Gangster, and we'll go out for a walk, and I'll put the earphones on, and I can do some learning. So start thinking about where we're moving to as a business and how we can go forward there. So it does take a strange person really to run a business, as the hours don't really match the salary, but it's all about the bigger plan. So if you do it, you really got to be 100% go in for it. Don't try and do it half-heartedly, and make sure if you do have a partner and you do have a small family or whatever you've got in your world, that they're on side as well, because it does take its toll. So when you turn and say, I've got to work late, I've got to do this weekend, I've got to do this day, I've got to miss this, I've got to miss that, they really need to be on board and understand the bigger plan of what you're trying to achieve. Because I could easily go out and probably earn twice as much money, go and work PAYE for somebody else, but that's not what I'm doing it for. So that's about the down to life and what I do. So mad, stupid, cranky, wise, whatever you want to call it, that's me really all over. And of course, doing this podcast, I really, really, really do enjoy this. And I'll come in, I don't mind doing a Sunday night in my own time, as it were, and coming into the office and getting this recorded. Because I do think that doing the social stuff, you know, when I first started out and when I was a young lad, obviously this wasn't invented. So this is a bit of a new medium for sort of us older folk, as it were. So you youngsters out there, this is just the norm for you. But, you know, it's just getting our heads around it, which is pretty cool. So let me talk to you about plate heat exchangers. So in a previous video on Facebook, I cut one in half and you could see how it all worked. But here is a plate heat exchanger. So I've got this for a job. And it actually turned up late. I ordered another one, and that turned up. So what we have, if you can imagine, there's a 3/4 fitting or so into the heat exchanger. So what we have basically is the water will go sort of from the boiler into this side, then out of that side, and then from the whatever the circuit will be in here, then out of there. And what that does is that enables us to... I'm just going to change the... over here so I can make sure I can get the picture. So this basically enables us to hydraulically separate the two parts. So you have the boiler side with a pump, and you'll have, say, the heating side with a really big pump, loads of flow coming through it, and it doesn't affect the boiler. So any dirt, rubbish and bits and bobs on the heating side doesn't affect, because there are some places where you can't do a power flush. We've got really old, like, school radiators that are just going to be blown to ribbons, or they're on an open vented system, and you can keep it open vented and have the boiler as a sealed system. Plenty of times we've gone, do you know what? I'm going to keep that open vented. I ain't going to seal it in. And there's lots of benefits with sealed system, but I'm not going to do it because there will be a myriad of problems if we get that done. So let's keep it open vented. Let's do what we can. And if the inevitable does happen, then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But let's not sort of bring it to the forefront of what we're doing. So basically, this is a 40 plate. So if we number them, say, odds and evens coming through. So a very thin plate coming through. So as it comes in from the boiler and it comes back out, comes into the boiler and comes back out of the boiler, it'll pass through a very thin plate. Say plate number one for the boiler. And then from the heating side, that'll be plate number two. And then plate number three will be the heating. Plate number four will be the for the boiler. And then you get the gist, odds and evens as it comes all the way through. So it's a really thin little waterway as the water passes down through each of the plates, and as it squeezes that through to transfer as much heat as possible from one side hydraulically, one side to the other as it passes through. So it doesn't go through this way, it actually goes through this way as it passes along. That's why they've got these lines on. And this is a brazed plate heat exchanger, quite small, only for 80 kilowatts or something like that. And these actually get really, really big. So these can be floor standing, can be a couple of foot thick. And they're bolted together with like rods, you know, like the stud threads, and they're bolted together. So what you can then do on big commercial systems is to break them down and actually clean them out and jet wash them and clean them properly, and then bolt them all together with new gaskets and then get the thing back online. But I've never done that. I've never worked on plate heat exchangers that big. Normally we start getting really, really big. They go to like low loss headers. But yeah, hopefully a job will come up and we'll break it all down, and I'll do some content on that as well. So that concludes this week's episode, but I've been rattling on for about 17 minutes now. So thank you very much indeed for listening. Thank you very much indeed for watching. So do check out our YouTube called The Gaslek Podcast and find our YouTube stuff on there, which has got all the podcast audio and these audio videos as well, as well as extra videos of me explaining bits and pieces on there as well. So that concludes it. So thank you very much indeed for listening. No matter where you are in the world, hot water is exactly the same. Hot water. You take care, guys. Big loves. Take care. Bye.